today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers, dear sisters, especially dear sisters, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Why especially sisters? Because today is the birthday anniversary of the one and only Lady Fatima, and of course the Day of Woman in Iran. So congratulations to all Muslim sisters, Shia Muslim sisters all around the world. Today, Friday, is the 20th of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar-Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of the month of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar-Hijri calendar, and the 13th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, and the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, Prophet Muhammad's daughter, peace be upon them. We offer our congratulations to all ladies. Without Fatima, there is no Islam, because Fatima is our model. She sets an example and we have to follow it as much as possible. She's the most important lady in this universe and shall always be. When we wear our hijab, we should be proud because we are copying Fatima, who after all is the mistress of all women. When we help others and give charity, we again should be proud because we are doing as Fatima should have done. An example of her generosity is when, on her wedding day, a poor lady came and asked for some clothes. Fatima had only two dresses, the new one that she was going to wear on the wedding and an old one. Fatima gave her new wedding dress instead of the old one. Fatima Zahra alayha salam is and should be the inspiration of all women and should be emulated. She was exactly like her father, Prophet Muhammad, and we too should strive to at least be like her. We should learn from her honesty, modesty, and loyalty. Peace be upon her. Peace be upon her father and his pure progeny. Congratulations to all Muslim ladies all around the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The next characteristic and trait of this great lady of Islam was her behavior with her spouse. She was the one who understood the spouse's financial situation, and she was the one who avoided embarrassing her husband. Cooperation and piety and goodness was one of the pillars of Ali and Fatima's life together, and perhaps one of the best and most glorious signs of this is that Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi, during her ups and downs in her life with Ali Alayhi Salam, never made a request from him that would be difficult for Imam Ali Alayhi Salam. Clothes, ornaments, home furniture, housing, and the like are the demands that usually every woman allows herself to request from her husband. But Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi, peace be upon her, never bothered her husband to prepare these kind of things and requests for her. The next characteristic of this great lady of Islam was her love towards her husband. Actually, love to her husband, secrecy, politeness, and respect for one's husband require that the wife not only refrains from projecting and exaggerating the shortcomings of the house, but also ignores the shortcomings as much as possible and minimize them, because when she expresses her displeasure, that has no result except the resentment of the husband. The last point that I want to share here is self-sacrifice. Her self-sacrifice means that she tries to do something in order to compensate whatever deficiency is available in the life and to compensate for those issues that she cannot find in her life. Actually, she tried many times to sacrifice herself in the common life that she had with Imam Ali alayhi salam. She was the lady that could understood the problems and difficulties that her husband had out of house, and she tried to make the house as a calm place and a place of tranquility for her husband.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Ya Zahra, Ya Zahra, flower of Ali. Ya Hawra, Ya Hawra, delight of Nabi.
Umm al-A'imma, bint al-Khadija.
Umm al-A'imma.
The best of daughters given to Ummul Mu'mineen. We ask you to intercede for us on Qiyamah, so that with you we may also enter Jannah.
The Lady of the Worlds. Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, emphasized the exalted spiritual station of Lady Fatima on numerous occasions. In one of the most evident indications of Lady Fatima's immaculate nature, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, stated, O Fatima, indeed Allah is angered for your anger and is pleased for your pleasure. Since Allah is just and wise, He would only be angered or pleased righteously. The Prophet's infallible words describe Lady Fatima's anger and pleasure as indicator of Allah's anger and pleasure. Therefore, Lady Fatima must not be mistaken in her anger or pleasure under any circumstance. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, also said, O Fatima, aren't you pleased to be the Lady of the Worlds, the Lady of this nation, and the Lady of the Faithful? Lady Fatima is also known by another beautiful name, like Az-Zahra. This name refers to the blooming glow of Lady Fatima's countenance. His sincerity and devotion to Allah was manifest for all to see. Dear brothers and sisters, especially dear ladies, thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special, and thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of the Lady of the Worlds, Lady Fatima alayha salam.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate
Hazrat Zahra's birth celebrated as a Women's Day. Her father was the Holy Prophet and her mother was Khadija. The Holy Prophet loved his daughter Fatima very much and used to say, Fatima is part of my body. Whoever troubles her troubles me and whoever makes her happy makes me happy. At the beginning of her youth, Fatima married Imam Ali alayhi salam. She was the ideal lady of Islam and excelled all ladies in worship, manners, and morals. For her husband, she was the best wife, and for her children, she was the best mother. She did the housework and took great pains and troubles upon herself to maintain and prepare the necessities of life. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to say, By Allah, I never did anything in all my life which made Fatima unhappy or angry, and Fatima, too, never did anything which made me unhappy or angry. Fatima loved her children very much. She cultured them with Islamic morals, manners, and etiquette, and brought up her children to be the best. Fatima, peace be upon her soul, passed away on the 3rd of the month of Jamadi Thani at the age of 18. Her body was entrusted to the earth in Medina, but the whereabouts of her grave are not known.
Tabari reports, a Sunni historian, a Sunni commentator of the Holy Quran, and a man who narrated many ahadith. He says that when Khadija was pregnant with Fatima, she was in the city of Mecca. She was about to deliver and she asked assistance from the Quraishi women. They all rejected to offer her any assistance. Why? Because she was a wealthy woman and she married Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was a poor man. They wanted her to marry the aristocrats of Arabia. She married Muhammad ibn Abdullah and they refused her. At-Tabari says, she turned to Allah and said, Oh my Lord, all the people have turned away from me. Please help me deliver this child. At-Tabari says, as soon as she made that prayer, four women enter the house. And Khadija reports that words cannot describe the beauty and the brilliance of these women. The first introduces herself saying that I am the wife of Adam Hawa. I am Eve. The second says, I am Asiya bint Muzahim. I am the wife of Pharaoh, the daughter of Muzahim. The third says, I am Kulthum, the sister of Musa. The fourth says, I am Maryam, the daughter of Imran. Allah has sent us to you to help you deliver Sayyidat Nisa al-Alamin. This is Fatima al-Zahra.
Dear listeners, especially dear ladies, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special, and of course, a special program on the birthday anniversary of Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Congratulations to all of you, and keep us in your dua and supplications. Fi amanillah.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day. Allah.